Well, since I knew I was going to have an abbreviated time this evening, I figured I would. What's that? Yeah, he left me some. I was just going to answer a question tonight. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, we talked about redeeming the time. Well, the last half of the verse is because the days are evil. So then that necessitated the question that about Sabbath days. And for the people that ask me questions, a lot of times there's two paragraphs of build-up and, you know, two paragraphs of follow-up, and then the question somewhere in the middle. And you've got to read through all of it. This question was so to the point. The question was, Sabbath days, holy or not? Awesome. Quick, to the point. And I love answering questions because I live so much of my life without them. You know, and I know what it's like to not have the answers and to, you know, like you said, until you're in your 50s, you have no clue and then you figure it out. But today, like, you go to a big church, and I made a joke that if you have a question for a pastor, a lot of times you got to go through a committee. You know, you got to go through the lieutenant vice pastor of the under shepherd of the left wing of the building pastorate, and then, you know, work your way up. And then, if on the flip side, if you're in a small church, you ask a question, troublemaker. You are challenging the authority of the shepherd. Yeah. Yeah, you're stirring the pot. You need to just trust us. What I believe is what you believe, and that's it. Stop causing trouble and making waves. So, you know, where are you going to go to get a question answered? Google? Good luck. They wouldn't put anything on the internet that's not true. But that's why I love being able to answer questions. And, you know, you can ask me questions, and I may give you one of the finest answers you'll ever hear from somebody in a pulpit. I may tell you, I don't know. What am I talking about? Hooray for being ignorant! No. When you and you'll see this, you ask people or pastors, if they don't know the answer, they're going to start talking a lot. It's going to be blah, 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 and they're just going to blow you away with a bunch of blah, blah, and they'll never answer your question. And you walk away going, did he answer my question, or am I just too stupid to... But somebody tells you, I don't know, that tells you, A, they care about getting the right answer, and they care about you, and they're not going to blow smoke at you. So I don't know is a great answer if you don't know. You can always study it out. But this question, Sabbath's holy or not, easy one to answer in some ways. But this is the kind of topic where I'm usually going to get somebody mad at me. So it's like, I guess I'll answer. If you would, please, let's look at our Bibles in Leviticus 23. Leviticus 23 and verse 3. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. Are the Sabbaths holy? Apparently here they are. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord, that capital L-O-R-D in your King James Bible. That is Jehovah, Yahweh, the Lord in all your dwellings. So I've got we're in Leviticus, we're in the Old Testament, the Sabbath's holy. You go backwards a few more pages, you get to see how serious this is. In Exodus 31, this is not, honey, maybe we should close the store on Sunday and take the day off. Exodus 31:14. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Every one that defileth it shall surely be put to death. Ouch. Can't open the store on Sunday, or Saturday, rather. We'll get to that. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. So this is a stout law. It's law, and it's punishable by death. So is the Sabbath holy? sure is to the people in Leviticus. Exodus 20:10 is the giving of the Ten Commandments, where it talks about the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. If thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord created in heaven and earth. By the way, folks who want to buy into the gap theory or theistic evolution, that's the Lord saying, 6 days I made it. 6 literal days. And he's talking about 6 literal days to the Israelites. So there goes your gap theory. So it's very biblical. Sabbath is a holy day. Obviously, you get to die if you don't keep it. So the short answer to the question, Sabbath days, holy or not, yes, we just read that Sabbath days are holy. We'll get to, let me just hold that there. I'll explain further as we move on. Sabbath was not Sunday. It's Saturday. We missed it. It's the first day of the week. Or I'm sorry, the seventh day of the week. But Israel's, it wasn't just the day of the week that was a Sabbath. Israel, when they had their feasts and their holy convocations and their high holy days, those were Sabbaths as well. You're not doing any work on Passover. You're not doing any work on Feast of Tabernacles. By the way, that also answers the question, how do we get between Friday and Sunday for Good Friday? You ever hear that? People like to tell stories about Good Friday. Well, it doesn't need to be 3 full days and 3 full nights. It's a part of a day, a part of it. No. There were 2 Sabbaths that week. There was the high holy Sabbath of Passover, and there was the normal weekly Sabbath. Christ was crucified Wednesday. Nobody celebrates Good Wednesday. But anyways, I'm getting off track. But so we see even in Numbers 15, the children of Israel catch a guy picking up sticks on the Sabbath day. And they take him to Moses. What do we do with him? Moses says, God, what do I do with him? Kill him. Stone him to death. It was very serious. The Sabbath was holy. And people see that. Most everybody we know sees some kind of difference between the Old Testament and what they call the New Testament. People see that, and they're, you know, well, yeah, I get that. That Old Testament stuff, they go to temple, and they kill animals and stuff, and they have the sacrifices. But in the New Testament, you know, we go to church, we sing a lot, and cry, and empty our wallets. You know, that's how most people view their Bible. But Israel is always associated with the law. Old Testament and New Testament Israel. Turn over to Jeremiah 31. So I've got Old Testament Israel, the Sabbath is holy. Jeremiah 31, 31, 31 squared. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the Baptists and Methodists. No. The house of Israel. So Jeremiah, Old Testament prophet, talking about the new covenant, New Testament Israel. He says, I'm going to make a new covenant. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers and the day that I took them by the hand to bring them up out of the land of Egypt. Verse 33, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put what in their inward parts? My law. I will put my law, so the law doesn't go away for Israel. I'm going to put it in your inward hearts and write it in their hearts, and I will be and will be their God, and they will be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor. People that think they're under the law. This is how much you check your brain out when you walk into a church most of the time. You're sitting in Sunday school. Somebody tells you you're under the law, New Covenant Israel. I'm sitting in Sunday school learning this. Why am I sitting in Sunday school learning this? It says, they shall teach no more every man his neighbor. All the preachers should be fired if we're New Testament Israel. Saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. Ezekiel 36 talks about it too. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. What's one of the statutes? The Sabbath. So Old Testament, New Testament, Israel, the Sabbaths are holy. The the millennial kingdom. You know, you know about Israel going through their tribulation period, and they make it to the end, and the Lord comes back on the white horse and destroys the enemies and sets up the kingdom of the millennium. That's referred to as rest, a time of rest for Israel, where they have their kingdom. Hebrews 4 talks about it, where it says, let us therefore fear a promise being left us of entering into his rest, that any of you should seem to come short of it. That can't be you or I. You can't say on one hand, I have a present possession of salvation. I've received the atonement. I'm redeemed. I'm sealed. And maybe I'll come short. It can't be to the same people. It's New Testament Israel. Hebrews 4:11 says, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest. What is our doctrine? It's not about our labors. It's about us trusting Christ's labor. So, but it's all about their Sabbaths and all about the law. I mentioned that we missed it. Sabbath is Saturday. That's where our Seventh-day Adventist friends up the street would be like, we didn't miss it. We got it right. There's a somewhere between here and Baltimore on the side of the freeway, there is a billboard put up by the Seventh-day Adventists. Okay? And if that's the billboard, this is on the side of the highway. If this is a semi-truck, that's the billboard. It's big, and it's Sunday church is the mark of the beast. Blah, you know, they're real passionate about that. They think they're under the law, but I would. A friend of mine, an old preacher, said to the Seventh-day Adventists, "Where are you hiding the bodies? Shouldn't you be stoning people that fail to keep the Sabbath? Where are you hiding the bodies?" But that aside, why are we here on Sunday? Well, Christianity invented the so-called Christian Sabbath. I say invented because you really got to push, you really got to stretch for it. They note that, well, the empty tomb was discovered on the first day of the week. You see the disciples hiding for fear of the Jews on the first day of the week, and they call that the first New Testament church meeting. You see Paul doing some things on the first day of the week, having some meetings and taking collections. They take that, and then they go over to Revelation 1, where the Apostle John says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. And they say, that means Sunday, the first day of the week, is now the new Christian Sabbath, and it's the Lord's Day. That's how they got there. That's a stretch. But, you know, don't put that in the way of people that are being religious, but the Lord's Day, by the way, in John, if you go to your Bible and put in the day of the Lord, that's going to show you exactly what that day is about, and it's got nothing to do with Sunday church. It's the Lord's Day as in the day of the Lord. It's not a good time for his enemies anyway. But why do we, you know, I'm saying that's made up. Why am I here on Sunday? Well, in our country, for hundreds of years, people have followed the tradition of Sunday is the Lord's Day, as if it's some kind of Christian Passover. So most of us have off work. It's a good day to meet most of the time. And, you know, I think about if the president were to outlaw Sunday church, you know, the presidents now, they love their executive orders. Just no Christian is allowed to observe church on Sunday. There would be pitchforks and torches and people marching on Washington to burn the place down. You've denied us the Lord's Sabbath. This is the Lord's Day. We will worship on the Lord's Day. And the devil would stand there and go, yay. You got a bunch of people fighting over a day of the week. Nobody's hearing the gospel. Nobody's preaching the gospel. They're fighting over what day of the week they go to church. But anyways, so we've got Old Testament Israel, Holy Sabbath days. New Testament Israel, Holy Sabbath days. Turn, please, to Colossians 2. if the president outlawed Sunday worship services and said they must be on Thursday, I'd say, wow, that is a violation of the Constitution. Let's meet next Thursday. Because it's not about the day of the week. It's about the members of the body coming together and learning and studying and growing. But Colossians 2, verse 13, start at verse 13. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you, how many trespasses?
All
trespasses, glory. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. What is a law? It's an ordinance. What is the Sabbath? Holy convocation. It's an ordinance. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Verse 16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days. Boy, I bet the guy that got stoned for picking up sticks wish he had that verse. Nobody could know how to judge. No. Something's changed. I got one page in my Bible, God saying, kill him. He broke my Sabbath. I got another page in my Bible saying, don't let anybody judge you in any of that. Something's changed. God has dispensed. He's started a different dispensation. He's dealing differently with mankind than he is now. That's the only answer. And look at verse 17. Those holy days, those new moons, those Sabbath days, we looked at how it was in place for Old Testament Israel, and it will be in place for New Testament Israel. Look what that verse says. Which are a shadow. The Old Testament observances were a shadow of what? Things to come. So they all have their place and they all have their meaning and they will be fulfilled. Look at the last clause. The disjunctive conjunction. But. Can I say but now? Look that up in your King James Bible. You'll have some very interesting things. But now, that means something. That means wasn't before and not going to be in the future. But now, the body is of Christ. It's not about Old Testament laws for the prophetic people and in their kingdom on earth. It's not about the New Testament people and their kingdom on the earth. Right now, God is building the body of Christ that's going to operate and serve in heavenly places. But now means Sabbath. We don't have any relationship to it. We don't have any relationship to Israel's covenants. We were strangers from Israel and foreigners to the covenants. And what are we made nigh by? By starting to keep Sabbaths and being Israel's? No, we're made nigh by the blood of his cross, trusting what he did for us. So we don't have an orientation about new moons and keeping feast days and all that stuff. Our orientation, our walk, our life in Christ is about grace through faith, through what Christ did for us. It's not about days. It's about the finished work of Christ. You're in Colossians. Let's back up to verse 6 there in that chapter. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, Lord, so walk ye in him.
How did you receive Christ? I started keeping Sabbath days and tithing.
No, you didn't. You received church. You received Christ by trusting what he did for you, trusting his payment for your sins. That's how I'm supposed to walk. So why would I say, it's none of me. I can't do any works to merit salvation. I have to trust what my Savior did. Now I'm going to walk like I'm Israel. Be under the Sabbaths. Be under the laws. Let's get the dietary restrictions. There's got to be something magic in that diet. No. As we've received Christ Jesus the Lord, that's how we're supposed to walk. Rooted and built up in Sabbath days and feet. No, rooted and built up in him, in Christ. And established in the faith as ye have been taught. By whom, by the way? Our Apostle Paul. Abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware. Next verse. Beware what? Philosophy, vain deceit, traditions of the men, rudiments of the world. Verse 9, for in him, in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and I'm complete in him. Complete. I don't lack anything. I don't need to keep Sabbath. I don't need to observe ordinances. I need to serve my head. I need to serve the risen Lord Jesus Christ. I'm complete. What happens if I don't keep a Sabbath day? Nothing. Because I'm complete in my Savior. I don't need a Sabbath day. He's had me here to work. He has me here to do a job, to make all men see. I don't need you taking a day off. You don't have that many here. By the way, it was not lost on me that the last meeting we had was redeeming the time. Good night, I'm on vacation. I got the humor, so if you're making fun of me on the way home, I was laughing at myself as well. But we're not about days and months and times a year. And you know, I say stuff like this, and people get so angry at me.
Are you saying there's something wrong with setting aside one day of the year to honor the Lord Jesus Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection?
Yes, there's something absolutely wrong with setting one day aside. You should be setting all your days aside. And you shouldn't be mixing the most powerful event in all of eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ dying for our sins and coming back to life. You shouldn't be mixing that with some fertility goddess and calling it Easter and making it about Jesus. So, yes, you should set every day aside in service to the Lord and regarding his death, burial, and resurrection. If that wasn't enough, let's turn over and see our apostle yelling at people. The apostle Paul had a knack of getting to the point, just cutting to the quick. Galatians 4, verse 9, he says, but now, after ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again, and look what he calls it, weak and beggarly. How ye turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements of whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage. What are they doing? What are these people doing that's so weak and beggarly and that's called bondage? Oh, verse 10. Ye observe days and months and times and years. I'm afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. These people, they hear the gospel of Christ from Paul, they believe it, they trust it, and they turn around and start going back under these laws and observing days and months. Paul says, I'm afraid I wasted my time on you. I wasted my time on you people. So, I think that's me. What idiot didn't turn their cell phone off? Oh, it was me. But look at that. I mean, we think of it as, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. You know, we can just follow this. No, Paul says, yeah, let me say something that's going to sound harsh and it's going to sound mean, but if you just noodle it and just take it on a doctrinal level, whatever your emotional response is, just put that aside and think about it doctrinally for a while. If you're attaching spiritual significance between you and God to certain days of the year or certain, you know, calendar events, you are embracing man-made religion. You are embracing, to some degree, the filth of man-made religion. Because God says, yeah, I'm not doing that. Oh, but I'm going to do it for you, Lord. No, I don't want that. I'm not doing Israel's religion anymore. I'm doing the body of Christ. I know. But I just want to have, see what you've done? Religion. Man-made. God doesn't want it. He doesn't need it. He needs you to trust Christ and what he did for you. So, Sabbath, holy or not, yes, when the Lord institutes a Sabbath and demands it be observed, it is absolutely holy. And it would be wrong to be doing it in the but now, in the church of what's happening now. So why don't, that's the what, why? We looked at Colossians 2:10, we're complete in Christ. He makes us a new creature, no effort of ours, we're not under a performance covenant. So, we're complete, number one. Number two, think about it logistically. I didn't bring my eraser. I'm on a planet. That looks more like a baseball, but I'm on a planet that's spinning through a solar system, ruling and reigning in Christ's kingdom with him in glory, as the prophetic people will. What are they going to have? Days, months, years. They're going to have their ordinances. If I'm out here in heavenly places, operating as a new creature in Christ out in heavenly places, what am I not going to have? Days, months. I'm not sitting on a blue ball spinning around anymore. I'm operating out there. So that's, and that's Philippians 3:20. Our home, our conversation is in heaven, not on the earth. I don't need a Sabbath. I have the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ imputed to my account now, Romans 5:11. I now have the atonement. So I don't have any need. Also, why? Where's the temple at? Where should we, what temple should we go to observe our Sabbath? Oh, know ye not that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? I can't leave this skin. I'm stuck. I'm the temple of the Holy Ghost. And finally, when I make statements like this, you turn over to Romans 14. Somebody will find Romans 14 eventually that really, really loves coloring their Easter eggs. And they will take me to Romans 14 and rub my dirty little nose in it as if I've never seen the verse before. Let's just look at verse 5. One man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. I'm fully persuaded I'm going to have my Easter lesson. Leave me alone. No. The whole point of the chapter, if you read it, it's about people that are weak in the faith and people that are strong in the faith. The strong ones are the ones that are not doing the observance of days. The weak ones are the people that don't know yet, are still thinking there's some kind of spiritual significance to a day on the calendar. So what they're basically telling you is, come look at Romans 14:5. I'm the weak one. Hooray me. You don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want to be weak in the faith. I want to be strong in the faith. So that's another reason you don't need a Sabbath and you don't need spiritually significant days on the calendar. As we saw last week, all the days are evil. Ephesians 5:16, redeem them. They're all evil. They're all equally evil. Some are more evil than most. But that is the question and answer, and the guy that asked the question isn't even here. That's all right. That's all I have for this evening. Does anybody have any comments or questions?